The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're going to stay with food now. It's time for our regular sustainability session. I'm joined by Joe Lennon, climate editor for the Sunday Times Ireland. And today we're talking about food choices and whether or not people take sustainability into account when making those choices. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Pat.
Now, you want to point to some sustainable food and drink pioneers in Ireland.
Yeah, there's loads of them that are cropping up. And it's a really growing sector. And, you know, there's been some great studies, especially this year, on whether consumers are actually conscious of whether what they're buying in the supermarkets is sustainable. And the votes are in. And yes, they are. About more than half of consumers are conscious. And then about a third are actually actively making sustainable purchases. And now these great new Irish brands, as you mentioned, are making that a lot easier to do.
So how do you make a decision about the sustainability of something you're about to pick off the grocer's shelf?
Well, I think most people know that buying local is fantastic. So if you can check a label and see if it's been grown or made here in Ireland, that's very, very good. There's a fantastic certification called Origin Green. And that's a national certification. And basically, that basically says that that company is working really hard to make their produce as sustainable as possible. So that's a great one to look for. And then the newest kind of kid on the block is B Corp. And that's a really prestigious, very, very difficult to get certification. And that assesses every single part of a company, not just, you know, its manufacturing, but how it treats its workers, where it sources its products, its packaging. So if you see any of those marks, that's generally a good sign.
And then that's B Corp, C-O-R-P, B, capital B, Corp.
Yeah.
And what does the logo look like?
So B Corp, it's a B and it has a circle around it. It's okay. Black and white, very simple. And if people are interested, you can actually look up the B Corp website and you'll see the list of Irish companies who've been certified.
And Origin Green, what does that look like? Is it green?
Yes, it is green. And if you Google that as well, you'll see it. It's like another kind of a circular mark that's really easy to spot.
Now, you want to talk about a number of different companies that you've spotted who are doing their best to be sustainable.
Yes, and as a very, very bad cook, these are companies that make it really easy to eat plant-based, which if anyone is wondering, you know, what is the best way to be sustainable? Even if you go plant-based for one meal or one day in the week, that literally is the most sustainable thing that you could do to reduce your impact. So there's tons of great new companies. So one of the first ones I would love to talk about is a company called Strong Roots. They were founded by a Dublin man and they are basically frozen plant-based foods, and they're really healthy. So they do amazing veggie burgers, they do great sweet potato fries, lovely chips, and they're basically really great produce frozen that you can cook very, very conveniently. And they're sold in over 10,000 stores all over the world right now. They're expanding a lot. And then they do other great things, like they're carbon neutral. They have very low impact packaging. A lot of it's cardboard. So very, very innovative. And again, making it very easy.
It's a great brand name, isn't it? Strong Roots.
Fantastic. And they have a great branding. You'll have seen them in Tesco and Supervalue. All the major chains have them now. And what I think is great is people always say to me, like, I love, you know, chucking on a Strong Roots meal. Like, I don't even think that it's just vegetables. You know, it makes kind of plant-based very, very easy. So they're great one to look out for.
Talk to me about Slice of Life. Pizza, that's sustainable. Go on.
Yes, this is a brand new one and it's very exciting. So the founder is Emmy Temakuri and she's Japanese-Irish and she'd worked in the food industry and she had another couple of food businesses before. But really, she just found she had a very busy lifestyle and she always was reaching for an oven pizza, which many of us do. But when she looked at the ingredients, you know, it was very, not nutrient dense. No real veggies. So she set about and she spent years trying to perfect her vegetarian, vegan friendly pizza. So the crust is made from cauliflower. All of the vegetables are sourced from Ireland and it tastes amazing. And I think that was her big challenge, you know, to try and think of like a healthy pizza. You want it to taste like pizza and it does. Sure. It's delicious. So that's brand new. That's only been out a few months. And again, it's in select stockists, but a great one. If you have kids, the end of a busy day, to chuck that on and know that they're getting one of their five a day.
Now, ice cream, I think of milk, and we will be talking about milk later on in the programme with David Robert Grimes. An extraordinary story. But you think that all ice cream has milk in it, therefore cow's milk, and you think the herd and methane and all the rest of that. So, ice cream, tell me.
Ice cream. And, you know, there's been lots of vegan or plant-based ice creams over the years and people will always say, oh my God, it's just not worth it. Like, yeah, go for the dairy. But this great innovative company called DAE, which is a very smart play on the kind of the Sunday ice cream, they have created a plant-based ice cream. And not only is it dairy-free, it's nut-free, it's gluten-free. So for people who have allergies, this is an excellent option and it is absolutely delicious. I've tried them all. They're all fantastic. They do lots of different flavours. They launch as part of the little Kickstarter. So they weren't stockist nationwide back in September, but they are launching in lots more places. You can order online. They do great. You know, it's not only that they're plant-based and free from allergies, they source a lot of their ingredients very sustainably. They use Irish sea salt. Absolutely gorgeous. Definitely worth trying over Christmas.
Now, palm oil-free nut butter. Now, that's a mouthful.
So this is from Nutshed. They're two girls down in Tipperary, and they basically wanted to find a great nut butter. So, you know, your peanut butters, all that kind of thing, but without palm oil. And we know palm oil is such a damaging resource. You know, it's responsible for deforestation. It's actually been banned in the EU, even though it definitely still appears in lots of our products. So this is single-origin peanut butter. They source all of their peanuts from one place, and then they roast them and make them into butter in Tipperary, and they do really cool flavours. So you can get your crunchier smooth, then you can get like maple, you can get a gorgeous chocolate flavoured one. Delicious.
Now, Naked Bakes, I presume these are cakes and cookies?
Cakes, cookies, brownies, all those delicious things. And that's by a great lady who loved all those things but decided to go vegan. So again, she's kind of turned, you know, those treats on their head, because you do think that when you're going to enjoy those, they'll be full of dairy and all the rest. And she's just launched a little pop-up cafe in Dublin 8, and you can buy all of her bits online.
Mm. Now, there are also sustainable drinks brands. Just throw the few at me.
Yeah, so there's lots of great distilleries who are doing really good things here in Dublin. There's a distillery called Still Garden, and they source all of their botanicals from a local community garden that they've created. When you buy any of their spirits or their gins or their all of their drinks, if you return the packaging, you get little vouchers for them. You can do a great tour there. So they're wonderful. And then down in Cork, if anyone has had the pleasure of visiting Ballyvillan, which is a beautiful old estate house, they make their own gin from whey. And I know you're going to talk about milk later, but it's fascinating. They obviously have cows on the farm, and the whey is the excess product. So they're making gin from that, which by all accounts is meant to be absolutely delicious. A great sustainable Irish drink.
All right, Highbank Orchards in Kilkenny has a certified organic apple gin and organic cider. Sounds great.
Gorgeous.
And someone's even making kombucha in this country.
Yes, kombucha. Kombucha's exploded. And there's two guys over in Galway who've been making all about kombucha in a carbon neutral factory. Again, it's really fresh, really natural, really good for gut health, especially at this time of the year. A lot of people are struggling with their health. It's great to have a kombucha every day, and another great Irish company.
Jo Linnan, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.